I got a secret for you today, and maybe you do it, maybe you don't do it, but the secret is this. It's all about cold showers. Ice cold showers. Well, that's not the secret. Well, it is the secret, but the secret is about cold showers that you can do every day. Not real cold showers. I mean, I do cold showers, and you should do cold showers, but it's like cold showers, and you should do cold showers, but it's not like cold showers. Anyway, I tell you what, hang in there. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, TDA Giant Slayer at gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Thanks for rating the podcast. It helps people find it more. And also a quick shout out to our newest social media channel and podcast, Mingle Mate Mary. It's not up on iTunes yet. I don't know why. Driving me nuts, but we'll figure it out. But you can find us on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all of those things that I really know nothing about. But we're there. I hear about it. So check it out. Also, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com, gym apparel that rocks and shocks. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So about 3 years ago, I stumbled onto this dude, Wim Hof. You probably know about him. He's gotten pretty famous. He's the cold shower guy. And I started doing it. And in fact, I don't know, up until just this last year when it got too hard to take the huge trough out at our church and fill it up with water, I was taking ice cold baths in the winter outside because, well, here's why. I had to break the ice on top of the trough, and it was like getting to be 2 inches, 4 inches, 8 inches thick, and pretty soon it didn't work. So I still take ice cold showers every morning, and I do it, and I jokingly tell myself right before because I take a hot shower, and then I immediately turn my shower on cold, and my shower gets cold. The water from where it must come straight from Antarctica, it is freezing. And every time I go to do it, I'm like, I must hate myself. But here's the deal. I hate it, but I love it. And now I can't take a shower without finishing with a cold shower, even though I'm uncomfortable and I dread it. And I just sit there for like 30 seconds every time. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And then I flip it on ice cold and I just stand there for 3 minutes and I let it hit my whole body. And when I'm done, I love it. I can't imagine. Every now and then I'll take a hot shower and I'll just get out and I'll be like, nah, I'm not going to do it. And I'll literally start to get dressed and go, it's not the same. I've got to get back in. I've got to finish with a cold shower. And you know what? Here's the secret. Sharing the gospel is just like that. You might dread it. You might have an excuse. You might feel like, I don't want to do this. It's not who I am. I can just go ahead and take a warm shower. I can just go ahead and not share the gospel. I'm still a Christian. But once you start consistently taking that cold shower, you're hooked. Once you start consistently sharing the gospel, you're hooked. Look, this is going to sound crazy, but I honestly share the gospel because it makes me feel really good. Kind of selfish, huh? But the truth is when I'm going into sharing the gospel, a lot of times I just don't want to. I'm tired. I'm busy. But I do it anyway because it makes me feel awesome. Look, it's easy to think, well, you're good at sharing the gospel, Garth, you know, because you're a Bible college student, you're a pastor, you're a pastor's kid. Look, I have people tell me all the time to shut my mouth. They walk away. They flip me off. Look, it doesn't mean I do it because it always works. Probably only 8 out of 10 times do I get people to just kind of completely reject it. 1 out of 10 times I'll get someone to sit and listen, and 1 out of 10 times I'll get someone to actually, you know, accept the gospel, accept Christ. But here's the deal. I get rejected just like anybody else. But even when I get rejected, it still feels good. Even when the conversation goes nowhere, you will go, why? Well, here's the secret. We were basically created for two things in this life. One, to have a relationship with Jesus. That's me, point to you, and point up to heaven with Jesus. Now, we're also created to have a relationship with me, point to you, and the person in front of you who doesn't know Jesus. Those are our two roles in life. That's what we were created for. So if you only have a relationship with God and you don't step into that relationship with the person in front of you and tell them about Jesus, you're only fulfilling one of the two roles that you were created for. Those two things we were created for, equipped for, and told to do. So we only experience all that God has for us when we connect with both of those roles. Look, many connect with God, they read, they pray, they go to church, etc., but they don't do the second part, that second role they never step into. It's like that cold shower. I know I should, I know I could, I know it's good for me, but it's just too uncomfortable. So, you know, when you tell others about Jesus, that's what's fulfilling in the Christian walk. Look, when you do that, you're fulfilling both roles, and you really start to feel the fullness of what you were made for. Yeah, you're nervous, but when you open up your mouth to tell someone about Jesus, the Holy Spirit flows through you, and He begins to talk and use your words, and you go, I've always wanted the Holy Spirit to flow through me with power, signs, and wonders, and miracles. I've always wanted to feel God in that way. Open your mouth. Share the gospel. Jesus has already said in the Gospels, don't be afraid when you stand before man to give an account of me. Open your mouth and I will fill your mouth with my words. The Holy Spirit will flow through you. Look, I know a lot of well-meaning Christians who admittedly feel like they are still missing something. And you are, because you're missing the second connection between you and sharing the gospel with someone else. So if your life feels flat, here is the formula. Feeling depressed, share the gospel. Feeling stressed, share the gospel. Feeling overwhelmed, share the gospel. Feeling flat, share the gospel. Feeling nervous, share the gospel. Feeling sick, share the gospel. Feeling broke, share the gospel. Feeling lukewarm, share the gospel. Feeling busy, share the gospel. Feeling like a sinner, share the gospel. Feeling stupid, share the gospel. Feeling like you lack as a disciple, share the gospel. Look, step into the second role that you were created for and watch the Holy Spirit push all those other things to the side and empower you to be who you were created to be. The full-fledged, all-operating, all-systems-go man of woman, man of God. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.